Today, Trinity Health New England revises its visitor policies. Dakin prepares the Spring Walk for Cookies event. The governor says the state will no longer do business with Russia. And Springfield's city solicitor retires.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday, March 7th, 2022, and welcome to a new week, a week in which worldwide events commanding our attention continue to unfold. We'll examine just a piece of it right here in Western Mass. Just before I check your weather forecast, today's moment of inspiration comes from Abraham Lincoln, one of the wittiest presidents in our history, who during the intense Lincoln-Douglas debates responded to Douglas' accusation that Lincoln was two-faced with this immortal statement. Honestly, if I were two-faced, would I be showing you this one? Today, cloudy, rainy, mild, but the temperature sounds pretty good, 52 to 56 degrees. As a result of the declining COVID-19 numbers within our health ministries and local communities, Trinity Health of New England has implemented updated visitation guidelines at each of its member hospitals, St. Francis Hospital and Mount Sinai Rehab Hospital in Hartford, St. Mary's Hospital Waterbury, Johnson Memorial in Stafford Springs, and Mercy Medical Center in Springfield. The updated visitor policy no longer requires proof of vaccination for visitors, and as part of the visitation policy update, here's what will remain in effect until further notice. One adult visitor per patient per day on inpatient units for minors and neonates, two parents, can visit per patient. One adult visitor for patients undergoing surgical procedures. Visitors are allowed during registration, intake, and discharge pickup only. No visitors are allowed for patients testing positive for COVID or persons under investigation. Patients except as outlined in compassionate care circumstances. Do not visit if you have any symptoms of a cold, the flu, or COVID-19. In order to provide an environment that is as safe for patients, visitors, and colleagues as possible, visitors are required to adhere to the following. Must pass temperature screening, wear a face mask, wear additional personal protection when asked by clinical staff. Physical distance must be maintained. Visitors must go directly to and from patient room or designated area. There is no gathering in common or public areas. Trinity Health of New England recognizes the care and support of loved ones as a critically important piece to a patient's health journey. All current and forthcoming policy changes are based on a thoughtful and strategic planning measure in order to properly adjust to the evolving COVID pandemic status. If you'd like more information, log on trinityhealthofnewengland.org. Sunday, May 15, walkers and runners, many with dogs, will gather in Westfield Stanley Park to participate in the first annual We'll Run for Cookies 5K Run Walk to benefit Dakin Humane Society. Proceeds from the race will support the programs and services that help keep people and pets together. Registration, check-in will take place 9 a.m., and the race gets underway at 10:30 a.m. Dogs are welcomed at this event, but must be on a non-retractable leash. Online registrations are being accepted. Started up February 15, will continue on through May 14 at racewire.com. But participants can register the morning of the race as well. Free race t-shirts will be given to those who pre-register. All registration fees will increase by $5 April 15, 2022, and become general registration, which includes a t-shirt if available at the park entrance, and a cookie per person and dog participant. Governor Baker has announced that the state of Massachusetts will no longer do business with Russia. His statement clarifies, quote, "With this order, we hope to build on the sanctions the federal government has already placed on Russia for their unjustified attack on Ukraine. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts condemns the actions of Russia and stands firmly with the free and democratic nation of Ukraine. This directs agencies to review any partnership, affiliation, or exchange with any Russian state-owned company, Russian governmental body, or Russian government-controlled entity. It directs the state's Office of Refugees and Immigrants to work with Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement and other agencies to support Ukrainian immigrants and refugees fleeing the conflict. The governor is also encouraging independent agencies, public education institutions, and other constitutional offices to adopt similar policies. No more masks in Belchertown schools as of March 14th. The Belchertown School Committee met to vote on their decision, which they discussed in their last meeting 2 weeks ago. The new policy means students can remove their masks as of March 14th, since the town of Belchertown also lifted their mask mandate in the end of February. However, committee members say they chose the date to mark 2 weeks since the end of spring break. Bay State Health, celebrating their 10th year anniversary since the first patient was transferred into the Mass Mutual building. Now this week marked a milestone for the city of Springfield and Bay State Health. Bay State celebrated the 10th anniversary since the first patient was transferred into their Mass Mutual building. And Mayor Dominic Sarno and city officials joined with city solicitor Edward M. Pecula to wish him a happy and well-deserved retirement. Attorney Pecula is retiring as the longest-serving city solicitor in Springfield's history. Pecula is a graduate of UMass Amherst and Western New England University School of Law. He served as the president of the Mass Municipal Lawyers Association, co-chaired the Massachusetts Bar Association, Public Law Section Council, served on the executive board of the Hampden County Bar Association, and is a member of the American Bar Association. Pecula started with the city in 1981, serving as assistant city solicitor. In 2001, he was appointed chief of the law department's trial division, and in 2006, Mayor Charlie Ryan appointed him as city solicitor, a position he continued to serve with distinction under Mayor Sarno. Happy Monday, if such a thing is possible. Some people would regard that as a gentle contradiction in terms. However, I wish it to you in a very positive spirit. I hope you'll be with us for our next program here on Pioneer Valley Radio, which will come your way tomorrow, Tuesday, up online and available to you throughout the day and night on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd. Thank you for being with us. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.